Hello, my name is Mark Taylor, and welcome to the Education on Fire podcast. The place for creative and inspiring learning from around the world. Listen to teachers, parents and mentors share how they are supporting children to live their best, authentic life and are proving to be a guiding light to us all.
Hello, welcome back to the Education on Fire podcast. I know that so many people have joined the show in terms of listening in the last few months and in the last sort of year or two. So I wanted to take the opportunity to take us back a little bit further into the back catalogue. We've had so many fantastic people, inspirational stories and conversations, and a sort of a wide range of topics that really sort of epitomises what we're doing, why, and the sense that having the child at the centre of who we're trying to support and what we're trying to achieve here is so incredibly important. So I'm going to take you through 10 episodes, which give us an example of those ranges. And you can actually download this as a free PDF on educationonfire.com. And there are links to the websites and everything where you can get more information as well. Now, first of all, we have episode 212, and this is Reading, Writing and Spelling with Jane Considine. Now, Jane is an education consultant, she's an author, and she's a popular presenter, and she trains thousands of teachers every year across the world. Now, Jane's incredible knowledge and expertise provides a solid framework for teachers, enabling her to support and enrich and sharpen teaching of reading, writing and spelling. Jane's live lessons have helped thousands of teachers and parents during lockdown and offer children fun and easy following writing exercises to gain confidence with written English. That episode, as I said, is episode 212. Episode 221, Let's Learn About Science with Dr. Stephanie Ryan, PhD. Stephanie is a chemist, a boy mum and a social media influencer who enjoys using her background to create superior educational products and content. Although an academic at heart, Stephanie is passionate about learning through play and she can be found helping young children explore the fascinating world around them. Now, over the years, Dr. Stephanie has taught science through all age groups, both in and out of the classroom, anything from helping toddlers to learn about their world and college students actually to find their own. And you can find out more on this episode, which was 221. Now, our next episode, episode 292, is about the Artist Foundation. Now, the Artist Foundation's mission is to transform lives through the arts by creating magical, high-quality learning opportunities to help children flourish. Now, co-founder Rebecca is a passionate advocate for integrating the arts throughout learning and has particular interests in primary education and raising girls. Artist was established in 2004 as a social business dedicated to transforming education through the performing arts, reaching thousands of children every week. As a musician myself, you know, the arts, I think, should be embedded across everything that we do with learning. So it was a fantastic conversation and it's fantastic to be able to sort of highlight some of these things which are available out there to schools and teachers and organisations in a way that maybe not everyone knows. So again, this podcast, really any chance we get to highlight something which is so incredibly important, certainly at the heart of what I do, is really fascinating. So yeah, that was episode 292. Now, next up, episode 209, Nurture Resilience, Empathy and Global Citizenship with Lifter. Now, this is an award-winning immersive learning platform where teachers can easily build or create powerful, interactive and curriculum-aligned lessons that bring learning to life. Lifter offers a series of immersive learning environments called Story Worlds, where students can explore real-life human stories through stunning 360-degree environments, high-quality films and digital content. The interactivity and immersive nature of the content, the powerful human stories and the carefully designed tasks and activities combine to create truly unique, compelling and impactful learning experiences. Now, this shows the breadth of the things that we cover, taking us into the digital age really and really giving us all the tools that we need to give children opportunities which weren't there in previous generations. And I think as we step into this new world, these sorts of companies and organizations that can help bring learning to life in this way is going to be so incredibly important. And that was episode 209. Now, next up, episode 127, we have a spelling app called Selinkalot. More than a third of 11-year-old children don't meet literacy test standards, but after using the app, approximately 600 students aged 7 to 13 found a 50% plus increase in test results. Less able students were able to double their performance. Now, this is a fascinating conversation all about how this was put together, so I really do recommend this episode 127 about the spelling app Selinkalot. Episode 271 is all about Who Smarted, and that's a hit children's podcast. Jerry Colbert is the Emmy-nominated co-creator and showrunner of the National Geographic's big hit series Brain Games and Netflix Brainchild with Pharrell Williams. Now, the Atomic team behind Who Smarted include educators, STEM consultants, writers and producers with a passion for improving the lives of children, parents and teachers. Now, this team has spent tens of thousands of hours creating the best educational content in the world, and they really want to make learning fun and easier for both you and your families. So do check out episode 271, all about the hit children's podcast, Who Smarted? Now, the next few options are all about community and parental engagement. We're going to start with Champs Mentoring, and that's all about Vondell Eugene Singleton Jr., who was born on the south side of Chicago. Now, an interesting story about how he overcame the death of his mother due to a crack cocaine and an incarcerated father throughout his childhood and high school, and the negative influences of the Ida B. Wells Howden Project. He actually managed to beat the odds as the first generation college student, earning his Bachelor's of Science degree in elementary education and his Master's degree in marital and family therapy from Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, he credits his mentor, Stephen Robertson, as the person who invested his time and resources to help him become the man that he then has become today. Now, the last 16 years, he's worked as an advocate in primary, secondary and higher education as both a teacher and administrator. He believes that salvation plus education is an unbeatable combination, and he started CHAMPS for young men in an effort to mentor young men with similar circumstances. He helped organise the award-winning music video at the White House Film Festival, which landed the CHAMPS a visit to the White House with President Obama. Now, this is quite an inspirational story. I do urge you to listen to this one. And this is episode 123, all about CHAMPS mentoring. Now, next episode 161 is all about Satchel, the online teaching and learning tools for staff, students and parents. Now, this began in the classroom and was built by the then assistant head teacher and now CEO, Naimish Gohil. Now, driven by a desire to reduce teacher workload and bring together teachers, students and parents, Naimish started building tools that unlocked teacher superpowers and ignite all parties in the teaching and learning process. Now, they are on a mission to help teachers and students realise their potential through the use of EdTech software designed to meet their exact needs and solving a real problem rather than replacing the skills and talents they already possess. So yeah, that was episode 161. Next up, episode 188 was all about Marvelous Me, the parent engagement app. Now, Marvelous Me engages parents by telling them about their child's learning and successes. It enriches family conversations about school and makes it easy for parents to help their children's education and say, well done. Delivering a positive teacher-parent partnership, Marvelous Me makes it easy for schools to implement the best practice prescribed by experts like the Education Endowment Foundation to build and sustain excellent parent engagement and positive behaviour school-wide. Designed by a once disengaged dad, Marvelous Me is different from messaging systems, social media and solo teacher apps. It involves and equips parents with personal, positive and progress-led news. It gives leaders the ability to focus on parent engagement, on essential topics and the school values. Analytics to ensure that whole school consistency and peace of mind that the data is managed centrally and securely in the UK under GDPR. So the Marvelous Me Parent Engagement App, episode 188. Now, our 10th and final spotlighted episode is episode 249, and this is all about the whole school mental health platform, Steer Education. Now, the whole point of this platform is that it empowers teachers to measure, track and improve the self-regulation and mental well-being of young people. Steer Education exists to prepare young people with the human skills they need to thrive in life. Research has showed that self-regulation is a critical skill that young people need for that journey, and STEAR's mission is to safeguard that mental health of young people by teaching them to self-regulate. They do that by serving families, schools and young people themselves. STEAR provides schools with a standardised, data-driven, impact-focused approach to measure, track and improve social-emotional health across their schools and demonstrate a high level of proactive safeguarding. Their tools track how every young person steers four factors of self-regulation: their self-disclosure, trust of themselves, trust of others, and seeking change. STEAR schools track their young people three times a year, year on year, from 8 to 18, providing early mental health risk flags and personalised action plans to guide teachers' responses. So yes, episode 249, a whole school mental health platform, STEAR Education. So I hope that was helpful. It's like a whistle-stop tour of 10 of these amazing conversations that I had. I do hope that you go back and listen to some of those, some of which might be relevant to you at this current time in terms of how you're helping children or some of the things that you're starting to tackle. The conversations do talk about the products and the situations in each of those different focus points, but actually it's more about the journey to some of these things and the wonderful conversations based on the passion of the people putting these things together and why it's so important for them. As I said, you can download the PDF, which has direct links to all the websites and relative information. If you go to educationonfire.com, on that homepage there's a place there where you can just download that. So I hope this has been interesting for you. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for listening. A big thanks to the National Association for Primary Education for their sponsorship and support of the show ongoing. Do check that out at nape.org.uk. That's nape.org.uk. We'll be back with you again next week. Thanks for listening to the Education on Fire podcast. For more information of each episode and to get in touch, go to educationonfire.com. Education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire.